This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com. This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
What's going on, world?
What's happening?
We are KC Vibe, and we are back to vibe with you guys yet one more week for part two of the podcast from last week.
Oh, yeah.
So sit back, relax. We're going to hit you guys up in about, 35 seconds for part two.
Sit the back family and you take notes,
are born into versus the family you create. are animated.
Yep.
Let's get it, man.
Oh, you know I love a good vibe.
Oh, I know you do. Hey.
And just like that, we are back.
Like we never left.
So, part two of the family you were born into versus the family you create.
Okay.
Yeah. So, last week, we dibbled and dabbled into childhood and how it affects you into adulthood, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about how anxiety.
Yep.
Different situations and how you handle them, how that's impacted by your childhood, right?
Yeah.
So this week, I want to kind of focus a little more on the quotes that we had in last week's podcast.
All right.
Because I think the quotes are a monumental part of life in general, right? So just a reminder, one of the quotes was, if you could erase all the mistakes of your past, you would also erase all the wisdom of your present. And the other one was, never be a prisoner of your past. It was a lesson, not a life sentence. Okay, so we've talked about the downfall of the family that you were born into and the negativeness. Can we call it negativeness?
Negativity.
Should we call it negativity?
I don't think negative is a word.
Well, should we use that type of word? Okay. Like, it's a negative?
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about how the negativity of your childhood affected your future, right? Uh-huh. So now, moving forward to the future here, you know how we got a we got our little couples thing that we do on our phone?
Mm-hmm.
You and I, how we, it's like questions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Did you see the question from today?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
No, I didn't see it from today.
Okay, so today the question was, if you could travel, like if you could time travel, would mm-hmm. you prefer to go to the past or the future and why? Okay. And that kind of got my attention because I said, dang, that kind of goes along with what we were talking about in the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the question, if I can tweak it a little bit for you, it would be, if you could travel back in time, would you change or would you want to change the way that you were brought up?
Yes and no. I mean, I can't give you a full yes or no. So I'm going to give you a neutral yes or no. And the reason I'm doing that because...
yes or no is neutral?
Yeah, I mean, yes. To me, it's neutral. Yes or no. Non-binding. The reason I say that because, yes,
mm-hmm.
I did go through some things that weren't good. But also, with the other quote, I learned a whole lot of lessons, too.
Right.
I mean, it was, yeah, a negative situation can... turn into something positive if you learn from it. So as an adult, you know, I realize, hey, well, I know this is not right. So let me not do this and do something positive to negate that negativity so that I won't make these mistakes that other people made to my kids or to my family. So that I can raise them up right, the right way. So, yes, I wish I could go change some things on how I was raised. Yes, I kind of wish that I was brought up in a household like yours, you know. And, yes, I wish I didn't have to go through some of the stuff that I did as a child. But at the same time, I understand why I did. It actually made me a better person at the end of the day. Because now I know what I need to do versus what I shouldn't be doing.
You know what's funny? For the first time, I think, since we've started doing this podcast,
mm-hmm.
I agree with you.
Okay.
But, you know what's crazy?
What's
like, even with me agreeing with you, I think of this. Our parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things they used to say all the time when we used to get in trouble for certain things growing up. Well, I know my parents. I don't know if your parents did this. A lot of times they used to say, well, my mom did this, so I want to do this different with you guys. Like my parents used to say that they got so many whoopings and stuff growing up that they felt like they didn't have to do that with their kids because they didn't stood enough whoopings to last generations and generations. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So just like you just said, you take the mistakes that other people made, or in this case, the mistakes that your parents or the people who raised you made, and you try to learn from that and not to do that with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
The crazy part about it is our parents were thinking the same exact thing.
Who, your parents?
Not just parents in general. I've heard your mother say before, you know, I've heard your mother say before, I tried to bring you guys up better than what I was raised.
Okay.
I've heard your mother say that.
Yeah.
So in correcting the mistakes of what she thought her mother made in the past, in return, she ended up making mistakes with you that now you're like, you're going to correct the mistakes that your mother made in your childhood, but it's crazy because in like 20 some years, we can be sitting back talking to our kids and they can be like, I want to correct the mistakes that you guys made.
It's growing ever-changing. Up. It's always an evolving process. I think my generation is a step behind yours, though, because I got whoopings. You didn't. You know,
oh, you keep bringing that up. I did get in trouble.
You know, so
I got grounded all the time. I got stuff taken away from me.
Yeah, but it's not like
there's some stuff, I'm not gonna lie. I thought growing up, I've talked to my mom about this now. I said, I think some of the punishments that I got growing up were extreme. Like I wasn't a bad kid. Let's put that out there. I wasn't a bad kid at all. I was I wasn't hard-headed. Like, I really wasn't. I was a respectful kid. Mm-hmm. I loved doing music. I loved anything involving music, poetry, all that. So I was always writing. I was always creating. My biggest thing is I wanted to be a superstar. My mom and dad wouldn't let me. But I think some of the stuff that I got in trouble for was a little extreme. Like, I used to get grounded for stuff that my teachers did. And I'm like, that's extreme. And then I look at my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the oldest, right? I got two sisters. My sister under me was was a terrorist. Like, a full-blown Didi was bad as all get out in school.
She wasn't bad. She was just
Didi. Didi was bad as hell. And then Josie, there's certain stuff that she will say that I would never think to say to my parents growing up.
Because you know why.
But yet and still, I felt like I was always getting in trouble for stuff that I didn't need to be getting in trouble for.
But you know why? I mean, I was the oldest too of my siblings. We have to set the tone for everything. Like, we are the example. Like, our parents make certain decisions when it comes to disciplining us, right? Then they realize, oh, maybe that was wrong. And they ain't gonna make the same mistake with the kids that are under you because they know, and they realize, hey, I was probably wrong when I punished him or her for this. They may not do that to the next kid. And that's what it's all about. And
then constant learning process.
Huh?
I said constant learning process.
Yeah, it's a constant thing. And so when it got down to the babies, like my baby sister and your baby sister, of course, they get away with a whole lot more because our parents use us as learning lessons. Because you got to understand, they were learning too.
Even with, fast forward, real talk, even with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like my kids get away with stuff that I would have never got away with in my childhood.
No,
I'm talking about with my parents.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's different. Like, bruh, you a totally different person. Have you seen the meme where it's like, my dad is a dad versus my dad is a granddad? Uh-huh. And it's like, what's it, Major Payne and Michael from My Wife and Kids. It's like, it's two different happy-go-lucky, and it's wild to me. But again, I think it goes back to the quote where is, as a parent, we're constantly trying to correct the mistakes of the past. Now, am I saying that's right in every situation? Well, I'm saying there's parents out here who's doing grimy stuff that they shouldn't be doing, but they think they're doing. No, I'm not saying it's good, but I'm saying that in certain situations, parents are constantly learning. They're constantly trying to correct the situation.
Yeah. I mean, that's apparent because I think as grandparents, that's when it's like, okay, well, I got the opportunity to start all over again. So I'm going to do everything that these kids want in order to make them happy. And it's like they were every grandparent. It ain't just your parents. Your grandma's the same way. My grandma's the same way. From the stories that my mother told me about my grandma and how she
I thought you were going to say something else. That's why I gave you this look. I'm like, please, every grandparent, because there's certain grandparents that don't even know their grandchildren's names.
Yeah.
A hint.
Yeah, I got you on that one. I got you on that one. But what I'm trying to say is that most grandparents is going to spoil them grandkids. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're going to be the same way in the future. Our kids going to probably be like, y'all are like totally different persons. People.
Y'all. I was going to say totally different persons.
Y'all are like totally different people. My bad.
I hope our children have better English than that.
But when it comes down to it, I just think that with grandparents, when you become a grandparent, you don't want to be known as strict. You want to be known as nice.
But let's reverse back so we don't go off too far off path here. Like, going back. So, now we've discussed the family you were born into.
Mm-hmm.
Without going into too many details. We've discussed the family that you were born into. Now let's flash forward into the family that you create, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Before you created a family with your physical children, with our children that we have, the family that you created within you and I, us, right? Our starter family, right? Our roots. So, how did your upbringing affect our relationship?
Our relationship, like with our kids?
No, I said before we jump into the family with our kids, let's just talk about like our relationship. So the family that you were born into, how did it affect our relationships, the family we started creating, you and I?
It affected it a lot. And I think we touched on this on the previous podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like I said, we was raised two different ways, ways. What I'm saying is that I was raised in an environment where, hey, look, the man is the head of the household. And when it comes down to any decision that's made, ultimately, it's the man's decision on anything. You know what I'm saying? And that's on business. You feel me? But I had to learn that that's not what it's all about. Marriage is not about one person making all the decisions or one person making all the cause of what's going to happen. It's about a partnership that we've been discussing.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
For the last 10 years. So it took a lot from the way I was raised to learn this new way into doing things when I got my own, when I had those conversations with you and realized, hey, look, two brains are better than one. Let's get together. Let's talk. You're not supposed to just be my wife. You're supposed to be someone who I bring with me and we both go on this journey together as a couple, not as individuals. So that was an adjustment period for me.
Can I be honest? Since we're pretty honest, we're pretty straightforward with the people, right? There was a point in time in our relationship that it felt like your gardener, aka your upbringing, planted a poisonous seed in you that ruined the whole crop. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And it took us tilling and gardening and reconstructing in order to fix that plant that was dying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a big issue in a lot of relationships is that poisonous seed is planted, but if you are not joined with someone who's willing to put in the work to help till that poisonous seed and make it into something beautiful, it will go downhill.
Mm.
And it'll be a never-ending process. We discussed in part one of the podcast that you cannot fix something that you first does not know is broken.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. And it took both of us, not just you, both of us, it took us having to realize that certain actions that we were taking was broken. And mm-hmm. we had to actually put forth the effort to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard countless stories about people and their upbringing and how they're jacked up mentally because of it and all that. But the difference is the family you create, you have to be willing to pull up all those bad roots.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the retaining wall that's in front of our house, right?
Yeah.
When we first moved in, we didn't know what them jokers were doing with that retaining wall.
Mm-hmm.
There was ivy, there was weeds. You remember, it just looked tacky, right? Mm-hmm. And it took you going out there, pulling all of those weeds out, jacking all that up, spraying weed killer, removing that to make it look presentable, mm-hmm. to give it a fresh start, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you first had to be willing to go out there and put in that work to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with people's families, you have the opportunity to make a beautiful garden with your family. But it's going to take you guys actually pulling those weeds and tending to it. And it's not a one-time only thing. Yeah. You're going to have to constantly work on that garden. Because just when you think you got the best looking house on the block, you got that one little, what's the dandelion? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that one little.
That's going to sprout up.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't take care of that, you just ignore it.
Yep.
You're going to have a garden full of them.
Yep.
By the end of the season. So it's putting in work and willing to actually tend to that garden. I had to do the same thing. There was anger issues that I had where I get mad.
Mm-hmm.
There's two sides of me. There's three sides of me. You know this. I'ma just be real. You can tell the people whether it's true or not. I get quiet.
Mm-hmm.
I just shut down. I start, I'm not gonna say talking to myself, but I start talking.
Yeah, you do talk to
just start talking. And I full used to, I didn't have full conversation.
No, yes, you did.
And then I used to throw stuff. You remember just throw stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I had to fix that problem and learn to adjust the way that I handle things. And now I think I do a lot better. I'm at the point now where I just shut down. I don't do nothing else. I just shut down. I just stop talking. Is that bad? Yes. Is it something I still need to work on? Yes. But it's not as intense as it used to be.
We ain't perfect. Ain't
but again,
perfect.
It took me tending to that garden
in order to
make that happen.
Yeah.
And your upbringing, the roots that were planted when you were a child and the things that was used to water you and the things that was used as plant food to make you grow and all that, not all of it might have been good.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to learn how to take out the bad weeds in your garden.
You have to readjust. You have to readjust and reorientate yourself to produce a better garden.
Right.
Produce a better seed
right.
that you have going on with you. But you, like you said, you gotta be willing to do so, and you gotta be willing to put in that work. And you can't change unless you want to change.
Right, and you put in that work to change.
Exactly.
Like maybe your parents planted a rose tree, but you don't like roses, you want apples.
Exactly. And sometimes your parents can raise you right and put that right seed in you,
mm-hmm.
but certain decisions that you make, you can mess that whole thing up for yourself.
I just got the whole planting the seed. Because, like, your parents plant your seed, whatever, you grow or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, you just went out and you started planting your seeds. Literally. So now you got 5 different trees out here that we have to tend to.
Yeah.
We have to garden, and we have to raise,
yeah.
and all that fun stuff.
And at the same time, you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that. You can raise those seeds up the right way. But when they reach a certain height, they gonna do what they want to do, whether they produce fruit or produce weeds.
Mm-hmm.
You're just hoping for the best for them as you're raising them, as you're learning as well, as we're both learning. Because this is a never-ending thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
We were just raising talking about family. That the other day. It's a constant learning
exactly.
process.
Mm-hmm. We still learning. I've made mistakes with Rick that I won't do to other kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've made mistakes with one kid that I won't do to the other kids.
But it took you actually learning
exactly.
from that
and
mistake.
The reason I did those things because that's the way that I was raised, that what was done to me, so I thought that was right. But
right.
really realizing now that, hey, nah, that wasn't the right way to do it, and going a different approach, doing it a different way. And most people call it soft, gentle parenting.
Soft, gentle parenting? It's just gentle parenting.
Well, I call it soft.
No, you said the generation now is soft.
Yeah.
Made from toilet
a lot
paper.
Of, yeah, they made out of toilet tissue. A lot of, they don't do the things we used to do back in the 80s and, back in the 90s.
Oh, no, correct it. Go ahead, tell folks how
I was born in 86. I don't remember anything in the 80s, so I consider myself a 90s kid.
So we're going to do this. We're going to reel it back in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we get ready to come to a conclusion, because we're going to end this today on time, because we never do that. We're going to end this on time. We got 6 minutes. So as we will it back in, right?
Mm-hmm.
You are a direct product of your past.
An environment.
And it's past, okay.
A product of that.
A product of your environment.
Yep.
And it's okay to be a product of that environment. It's okay to have a rocky past. Everyone's had a rocky past. Mm-hmm. Everyone's had a rocky upbringing. Everyone's had questionable things happen in their
yeah.
life and all that, right?
Yeah.
But like our quote said, those right there weren't life sentences. It's not something that you're stuck with. It's a lesson. It's a tool that you can take and you can learn from it. And you can go out and you can do better things.
Yeah.
So when it comes to the family you were born into versus the family that you create, you can say that you have an open blueprint. And the ability to build whatever it is that you want to build.
Absolutely.
Learning from your upbringing. Because I'm a strong believer, it's good to learn from history. It's good. Can't know where you're going until you know where you come from. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So it's good to learn from your history. But build on those blocks. Remodel a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to pull up that old carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Might have to lay some hardwood floors down instead. And who's to say that the next generation might not come and look at your hardwood floors and be like, nah, that look better with carpet,
mm-hmm.
and want to redo it. It's a constant journey.
Exactly. You may have to take a sander and smooth that wood out, too.
It's a constant journey. And we are saying all of this
mm-hmm.
because we are about to start working on our stairs and we do got to tear up this carpet and sand this wood and all that other stuff. But it just, it just, it fits right now. It fits right now. It's that blueprint that was started generations and generations and generations ago.
Not only the blueprints, you got the blueprints, but you got to use the tools as well.
And those, there's always tools, a new tool that's created.
Those tools are those life lessons that you learn from the past and that you're willing to work on in the future.
I said you got to stop hitting okay, the mics.
My bad. So you got your blueprint, right? You know what you want to do. You got your plan. The tools are the lessons that are learned from the past that you're willing to take with you to build something totally different. Just like that. Bow.
Bow, 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 bow. So the point of this whole thing is don't let your past and your upbringing determine who you are in the future.
Absolutely.
Because there's always an opportunity to do
better. Don't let those tools destroy you. Use those tools to build a better future for yourself.
And the family you created.
That's it.
Bada boom, bada bam.
Told you.
And just like that, you guys, that is part two. That is part two. If you have anything that you want to add to the conversation, don't forget to hit us up at askkcvibe@gmail.com. That's askkcvibe@gmail.com. You can always hit us up on Facebook. Start a conversation there. Be sure if you go over there and like the page, you turn on your notifications to know whenever we go live. If you have any topics that we have not discussed that you want to hear us discuss, go ahead and drop that tag too. You want to remain anonymous? Let us know. We got you. As always, you can hit me up on any of my social medias. AO_KO and the number 2 on TikTok. TheReal_Knockout on every other platform.
Linktree. That's it.
And Chad is on Linktree. He got all his details and whatnot on there, you guys. Yeah. We are a day late. We had school carnival yesterday.
We got kids, y'all know that.
We had school carnival yesterday that the kids had to go. And I'm actually about to skedaddle out of here in about 15 minutes to go over to a drumline competition that we got going on that I didn't volunteer my precious time for. So...
And I'm gonna go clean the garage and the basement that my kids don't tow up.
So we can get ready to tear up this floor and add a new one. I think we should. We might vlog it. You wanna vlog it?
We can.
We're gonna vlog tearing.
I'll tell you one thing though. I ain't gonna let this destroy me. I'm gonna use these tools I got to make something beautiful.
And if all else fails, we'll use the cell phone tool and call somebody in here who can fix it for us.
This is a problem with people. They want everybody else to fix their stuff.
That's the beauty of owning your own property. You can tear it up and then get someone to come in and fix it if you can't get it right. Once again, we appreciate you guys tuning in to party with us. As always, I am the K.
And I'm C.
Thanks for vibing with us. See you guys, next week?
Yeah, we'll say Friday.
Next Friday?
Probably Saturday. In between those.
We'll see you guys next week sometime. Till next time.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Bye!
Come and vibe with us.
Hey, that's fine.
Say, watch us come and vibe with us.
can't see.